Despite the pandemic, Black Friday this year, which officially falls on 27 November, has not been cancelled. Instead, most retailers have stretched out their specials over several days, weeks, and even months. Many retailers are also pushing online sales over in-store specials. Some retailers have announced that they will be running month-long Black Friday specials rather than a single-day bonanza. This is largely in an attempt to avoid a super spreader crash at their stores. Some careful planning, starting with who's offering what, is a pretty good place to start. According to a Business Insider article, Pick & Pay says it's extending its Black Friday sale from its usual weekend-long event to a full 2 weeks. The store will be offering its deals both in-store and online, including some exclusive online-only deals. The retailer's John Bradshaw had the following to say: "Extensive planning with our suppliers will ensure that all stores are well-stocked for the new 2-week Black Friday. We really want all our customers to be able to get their favorite deals. We will also be opening as many tills as possible for customers to keep queues to an absolute minimum." Makro has also opted for an extended Black Friday. Theirs is running from 2 to 29 November. Central to Makro's different kind of shopping experience, this year the concern is around coronavirus and the typical Black Friday chaos seen in previous years. To avoid this, they're making promises of ample sanitizer and socially distant queues for those who want to take advantage of their massive deals in person. But the store has also been pushing its online sales with equally enticing deals. Offering some advice on this year's Black Friday spending is Dashni Naidu, Program Manager at F&B Consumer Education.
With Black Friday around the corner, it's important for consumers to exercise caution and self-discipline. A lack of financial discipline can easily lead to financial woes, especially in these trying times. In preparation of Black Friday, try and avoid getting into financial distress by doing the following. 1, plan your budget and be honest with yourself about what you can afford. 2, do your research ahead of time on what the price of the goods are and determine if you are getting a good deal on Black Friday. 3, don't use debt or buy non-essential or luxury items on credit. Remember, credit incurs interest, which increases the cost of those goods. And 4, if you're tapping into long-term savings or emergency savings funds, this may suggest that perhaps you cannot afford to be spending this Black Friday. Often we are lured by the excitement, the appealing marketing, and are tempted to buy goods simply because we're told that they're on sale. However, we need to understand whether there has been a substantial reduction in the price of the items you want to buy. And the easiest way to determine if there has been a decrease is to track the price of those items over time. Don't be tempted to spend excessively. And if you have a list of what you want to buy and a budget, stick to it. In these very tough economic times, we need to be more prudent and stricter about our spending habits. Just because something is labeled cheap on Black Friday doesn't always mean that we must buy it.
Further, Game has also been running a month of Black Friday specials throughout November. Like its mass smart companion Makro, Game is capping delivery fees for online orders at 90 Rand, with the exception of larger items that have an additional 70 Rand shipping fee, with the aim to fulfill orders within 2 weeks. Historically, Game has worked hard to drive Black Friday hype by opening its doors at midnight on Black Friday. However, in the interest of safety, they have decided against this for the year of 2020 and have more traditional operating hours in place. Vice President of Game, Andrew Stain, had the following to say: "As a responsible retailer, we do not want to encourage our shoppers to flock to stores at midnight. Having the deals run weekly means South Africans will be able to access our unbeatable deals in a way that is safe and convenient." For Multimedia Live, I'm Amina Dekasma.